Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. And today we're going really, really tiny to explore the fascinating world of proteins.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty amazing.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So we all know that proteins are kind of like the little machines that make our bodies work, right? Like,
yeah.
They do pretty much everything.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. They really are the workhorses of our cells.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Their shape is super important for their job.
Yeah, it's kind of like a key fitting into a lock. You know, the shape has to be just right.
Exactly. And just like a key can be modified, you can add a little keychain or something, right? Well, proteins can be modified too.
Yeah. And one way that happens is through this process called phosphorylation, where a phosphate group gets attached to the protein.
Okay. So phosphorylation, and that basically acts like a switch, like turning the protein on or off.
Yeah, exactly. It can activate the protein, deactivate it, or even fine-tune its activity.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So we've got these proteins running around doing all this important stuff, and they can be switched on and off and fine-tuned through phosphorylation. Okay, but this is where it gets really interesting for me, and this is where we're doing this deep dive today. There's this brand new research from scientists at the University of Trento in Italy, and they found these secret switches on proteins called cryptic phosphocytes.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing and a total game changer.
Cryptic phosphocytes. That sounds kind of mysterious. So what exactly are they?
Well, imagine these cryptic phosphocytes as like hidden buttons deep inside those protein machines we were talking about earlier.
Okay, I can picture that. So they're not just out in the open. They're tucked away somewhere.
Exactly. They're buried deep inside the protein structure, not on the surface where we usually see these modifications happening.
Huh. So they're like hidden control panels?
Yeah, you could say that.
That's wild. But how on earth did they find these hidden buttons? It seems like finding a needle in a haystack.
It was definitely a challenge. They used a combination of computer modeling and lab experiments.
So like super high-tech stuff.
Yeah, they basically used the AlphaFold database, which is this amazing resource for protein structures. And they combined that with some really clever lab techniques.
Wow. So they were able to actually peek inside these proteins and find these hidden phosphocytes. That's incredible.
And you know what's even crazier? They found thousands of them.
Thousands. I mean, I knew proteins were complex, but that's mind-blowing. But why are these cryptic phosphocytes so important? What do they actually do?
Well, think of it like this. Every protein needs to fold into a specific shape to work properly, right?
Right, like that key fitting into the lock.
Exactly. So these cryptic phosphocytes are like quality control checkpoints. If a protein starts folding incorrectly, these hidden switches can get flipped.
And what happens then?
Well, it's like a signal telling the cell, hey, this protein is messed up. Let's get rid of it.
So like a built-in recycling system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The cell can use these cryptic phosphocytes to make sure only the properly working proteins are hanging around.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like the cell has this whole secret system for quality control that we never even knew about.
And you know what's really cool is that the researchers specifically looked at two proteins, SMAD2 and CHK1, and found that they're both affected by these hidden switches.
SMAD and CHK1. Okay, so tell me a little bit more about what those proteins do.
Sure. So SMAD2 is really important for communication within cells. It helps relay signals from the outside to the inside.
Okay, so it's like a messenger.
Yeah, you could say that. And then CHK1 is like a guardian of our DNA. It helps to protect our genetic material from damage.
Wow. So these are both super important proteins, and they're both being controlled by these cryptic phosphocytes.
Yeah, and the really amazing part is that these sites are only exposed at very specific moments during the protein's life.
So it's like they're perfectly timed.
Exactly. It makes them ideal targets for really precise control over the protein.
Okay, hold on. We're going pretty deep here. I think I'm starting to get it, though. So these cryptic phosphocytes are like hidden control panels, and they can really dramatically affect how a protein behaves.
Right. And the fact that they're so widespread suggests they're a pretty fundamental mechanism in biology.
Yeah. I mean, finding thousands of them, that's got to mean something, right?
Absolutely. And there's one more really intriguing thing about these cryptic phosphocytes. They're actually more conserved across different species than regular phosphocytes.
Okay, you're going to have to break that down for me. Yeah. What does conserved mean in this context?
Well, it means that throughout evolution, these cryptic sites have stayed virtually the same across different organisms, from simple bacteria to complex humans.
So even though we've evolved in such different ways, these cryptic phosphocytes have stuck around.
Exactly. Which tells us that they're doing something really fundamental and essential for life.
So nature wouldn't have held on to them for millions of years if they weren't incredibly important. This is mind-blowing. So we've got this newly discovered mechanism for controlling proteins, these cryptic phosphocytes, and it looks like they're key to understanding how cells function properly. But what does this all mean for us? How does this discovery actually affect our lives?
Well, one of the biggest areas where this research could have a huge impact is in fighting diseases like cancer.
Okay, now we're talking. I knew there had to be a bigger picture here. So what's the connection between cancer and these cryptic phosphocytes?
Well, it turns out that some cancer-causing mutations actually mimic what happens when these cryptic sites get turned on.
So instead of just being like a random error, some cancer mutations might be exploiting this ancient mechanism.
Exactly. They're like hijacking the cell's control system.
Wow. That's both terrifying and fascinating at the same time. So by mimicking phosphorylation at these cryptic sites, cancer cells can basically mess up the whole system.
Right. It throws a wrench in the works and messes up protein regulation.
So that explains why cancer cells often have such messed up behavior. They're breaking the rules that normal cells follow. But could this discovery also lead to new ways to fight cancer?
Absolutely. If we can figure out how to manipulate these cryptic phosphocytes, we could potentially develop drugs that target them directly.
So we could design drugs that either turn those hidden switches on or off, depending on what we want to achieve.
Exactly. Imagine being able to control the fate of a protein, whether it gets made, how long it lasts, or even how it functions, just by targeting these cryptic sites.
That's incredible. It's like having a whole new set of tools to work with. And it's not just limited to cancer, right? What about diseases caused by protein misfolding, like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's?
That's a great point. Those diseases involve proteins that clump together and form those harmful plaques.
Right, and that's because they're not folding properly.
Exactly. So if we could manipulate those specific proteins and control their phosphorylation at these cryptic sites, we might be able to prevent them from misfolding in the first place.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. So we've got these hidden phosphocytes acting like secret switches, controlling protein fate. And by understanding how they work, we could potentially develop new treatments for a wide range of diseases. This feels like a turning point in medicine.
It really is. It's like we've unlocked a secret code that governs the inner workings of our cells.
So what does this mean for the future? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, so we've uncovered this whole secret world of these cryptic phosphocytes and how they're like this hidden language controlling protein behavior. But how do we actually start speaking that language, you know? Where do we go from here?
Well, this is where it gets really exciting because it opens up a whole new frontier in drug discovery.
Yeah.
You know, we can now think about manipulating the entire lifespan of a protein, not just targeting its active site.
So instead of just trying to block a protein from doing its job, we could actually control whether it even gets made in the first place or how long it sticks around.
Right. And even how it folds. Like, we've got this whole new set of tools.
Exactly. It's amazing. And this could have implications beyond medicine too, right?
Oh, absolutely. This research has the potential to revolutionize so many fields. Like, yeah. Biotechnology, agriculture, even personalized medicine.
Wow. So this is really just the beginning.
Oh, yeah. We've just scratched the surface. There's still so much more to discover about these cryptic phosphocytes and how they work.
It's like a whole new dimension has opened up in biology. And for you, our listener, the next time you hear about a new breakthrough in protein research, just remember those hidden switches, those cryptic phosphocytes that might be playing a key role behind the scenes.
It's incredible to think about all the possibilities. Well, I think it's safe to say that this is a topic we'll be hearing a lot more about in the future. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of cryptic phosphocytes. It's been a fascinating journey.